We also have Normal Mayor Chris Koos in studio today. The Normal Town Council has approved an agreement with a Flora consultant to examine the feasibility of a multi-sport complex. Council members also approved a continued tax abatement for Rivian Automotive. Mayor Koos, thanks for coming in today.
Good to be here.
Normal is taking the lead in getting some answers to some questions that have been asked for years about a proposed multi-sport complex. What questions are you hoping to get answered here with this study?
Well, I think a feasibility of the project. We did a study maybe 10, 15 years ago. Taking a look at the Central Illinois and Midwest landscape, is a set of multi-sport fields viable for the community? Will they be used? Will it sponsor enough tournaments to support the investment? And also an economic impact study. And those are hard. But to get an idea of what kind of dollars it would generate in the broader Bloomington Normal marketplace.
So this study is going to be $47,000 for the town, and the town has said that it's not going to move forward on helping to construct, fund, or manage a facility without some community buy-in from your partners down the road in Bloomington.
Well, I think that's accurate. You know, if we had a much stronger economy locally, we might be able to do something like that on our own, but we really don't have the capacity to do it. And we've got other issues. You know, we've got potentially a new library that we've got to deal with. So, you know, we have to put things in perspective, and it's going to take broad-based community support to make this work.
So why is it something that's worth studying even before Bloomington fully commits to being a partner?
I think it's easier to say, can you be a partner with us if we can show them some hard data instead of, you know, just say, hey, wouldn't this be a great idea, and why don't you join us?
Well, speaking of hard data, what about the Convention and Visitors Bureau? What kind of commitment have you gotten from them about what they're going to put into the study potentially in terms of financial help?
We haven't gotten a dollar amount, but they have committed to helping us fund the study. Crystal Howard, the director of CVB, has to take that to her board, but she's fairly confident that they will sign on because they've always been a supporter of expanding that.
One version of this plan, this is the one being pushed by developers Dave Stark and Katie Kim, focuses on this land south of College Avenue along Wiley Drive over on the west side. So the company that you just hired to do this study, will they be looking at that land, that area specifically as for its potential?
They will be looking at it. I wouldn't say specifically. They will look at other sites in the community. They will, site location is part of the plan. And, there has always been talk about the Stark land for being a facility, and it's probably a good choice for the facility. But we need to make sure that there might be better ones or not. We need to verify that.
Hmm. Yeah, and is there any town-owned, city-owned land that's out there that is comparably large and could be a site for something like this?
No, we don't have anything that large. It's going to take 80 to 100 acres of land.
So the town is expected to have a report back from this company within 3 months,
yes.
This feasibility study. So if a sports complex is viable, looks like a good idea, what comes next then?
Then comes community conversation with the stakeholders, PCSL, the other soccer organizations in the community, talking to the city of Bloomington, maybe the county. It's going to take a lot of hands to make this go forward.
That's Mayor Chris Koos. I'm Ryan Denham. You're listening to GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm going to pivot here to something else the town council discussed at Monday night's meeting, and that is the first year of tax abatement for Rivian Automotive. I want to ask, are you satisfied with what you've seen so far in terms of the company's progress toward meeting those goals?
Very much. I'm very much satisfied. They've certainly met their goals early for the first year, which was a pretty low bar for the company. You know, $500,000 investment in the first year and I can't remember the number of employees, which they've exceeded the hire in the first year of employees. You know, when I took a tour of the plant with Jim Thomas, the vice president of development for the company, you know, we looked at one piece of equipment, a CNC mill, that was probably $250,000 in itself. And there's a lot of activity in the plant. They're moving forward with the inventory. They have the line running. The line is actually fully functioning. They're not building cars on it, obviously. And they're working with tertiary suppliers. Hopefully they can get some co-location with suppliers for their cars in the plant, so it would be beneficial to the possibly the supplier and definitely beneficial to Rivian.
Well, based on that tour and maybe the town staff's review of the books that went into the decision on Monday to provide those tax abatements, how confident are you that that Rivian will be able to meet those year two requirements, which are a little more onerous? It's a $10 million investment. Hiring, I think, is at about 35 people. Are you confident they can do that?
Very comfortable about year two. They have gotten a major capital investor from China. Which is a big company. I can't think of the name right offhand.
Sumitomo.
Yeah, there you go. That's a significant investment. And they were well capitalized going in. We were able to see their books and talk to their bankers, and we're fairly satisfied that they'd raised a lot of money already.
Well, you've mentioned you've taken a tour over there, but town council members on Monday night, some of them said they'd like to know more about Rivian and what the company's doing, that they're hearing even basic information about hiring plans through media outlets, basically, just like the rest of us. You guys just gave this company $100,000 for meeting these thresholds, but shouldn't there be like a more regular line of communication from between elected officials in the company?
The EDC is the point on this, and that was done purposefully to keep it in the private sector. And there's regular communication between EDC and Rivian. We have asked Rivian to give a community update. They said they will, but they seem like they're still in somewhat of a stealth mode, and that's to protect proprietary designs and ideas that they have, and I understand that.
Next time you take a tour over there, can I give you a little hidden camera you can wear on your lapel?
Sure, yeah. Maybe I can borrow a body cam from a police officer, make it look like a mayor medallion.
Mayor, let's pivot to the welcoming city ordinance. There was no movement on that this week in front of the council, but it's something that both communities have been talking about. A welcoming city ordinance, if passed, just to bring our listeners up to speed, would prevent local police from cooperating with federal immigration authorities in many cases, the goal being to reduce the risk someone gets deported if they get pulled over, they go to report their bike was stolen, that kind of thing. Where does the welcoming city discussion stand right now in Normal?
Well, I think it's kind of in limbo right now, and I hesitate to use that because that could sound like, well, we'll look at it in 6 months. That's not true. We're actually meeting later this week with some of the people that are proponents of this ordinance. It's very problematic for us to say that our police officers can't talk to ICE. We have serious issues with codifying such an item. Having said that, and verified by an FOIA from this group, our police officers do not talk to ICE. My understanding is the last time they did, it had to do with a child abduction, and they had arrested the perpetrator. The perpetrator claimed that he had diplomatic immunity. Our police officers checked with ICE to verify that. Unfortunately, he did have diplomatic immunity, and we had to let him go.
So what's the sense you get from your council on this issue? Do you sense that a majority of your council is in favor of taking up or at least considering a vote on an ordinance?
I wouldn't say that, no. I would say a majority. But on issues like this that can be divisive in the community, I think it's important that a large majority of the council isn't supportive of it before we go forward with it. I think a 4-3 vote is not a welcoming vote, if you will. You know, that's divisive to me. So we have to craft an agreement that makes I won't say a supermajority, but probably at least five council members happy.
What are some of the questions that you think either you have personally or other council members might have about how this would work, how it might look, that if you got answers to them, it might help lead to a resolution of some kind?
Yeah, this is a hard thing to do because, you know, given at the federal level, the landscape on this changes daily. And it's very frustrating to try and be supportive, which we are as a community. We're very supportive. very supportive of reinstating DACA. I'm very concerned about what happens to predominantly a South Asian Indian community here that is here under H-1B visas that could be, that may have been here working for 13 to 15 years, and in 30 days they could be kicked out of the country. These are issues that I think are unjust, but unfortunately the solutions for those are at the federal level. It's not something we can do. We can vocalize our support. We can do what we can do at the local community, but that's just about what we can do.
Let's wrap up here with some recycling talk. The Normal Town Council recently endorsed the county's new 20-year solid waste management plan. Town is now looking at how to promote recycling in multifamily residences, including all those apartments around Illinois State University. The plan itself offers a few options here, a pilot program in a smaller area with a bunch of apartments, or going, you know, right to a townwide ordinance that would require recycling be available. What direction do you want to see the council go on this? Do you think it's wise to start with some sort of limited pilot or go straight to a townwide approach?
You know, my sense would be to go straight to townwide. It's either a good idea or it's not a good idea. And, you know, if we were going to pilot, I would say pilot everywhere instead of trying to pick an area, because it might not be representative of the community as a whole. This is an issue that the Off-Campus Student Association at Illinois State University and the Student Government Association has said is an issue for their fellow students. And it would help the community as a whole to have less material going to the landfill and diverted to a recycling stream. Everybody benefits from that. Now, having said that, you know, the devil's in the details. How does it work for these apartment owners? You know, some apartment owners could probably get by with a 95-gallon tote, but you've got, say, the lodge or something like that where you have 300 or 400 bedroom units. That's a different animal.
That's Mayor Chris Koos from the town of Normal. Thanks for coming in today, Chris.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us in studio after council meetings to recap the action and discuss what's next. You can catch up on all local interviews on our website, wglt.org, or on the NPR One app.